こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュースいきます。スウェーデンのルンド大学の研究で、人間のあくびはチンパンジーにもうつるということが分かりました。シエラレオネで保護されている33匹の13ヶ月から8歳のチンパンジーを対象に実験を行いました。研究者が実際にチンパンジーの目の前であくびをして反応を見るっていう実験だったんだけど、5歳以上のチンパンジーは人間からもらいあくびをしました。で、人間もだいたい4歳頃からもらいあくびをし始めるっていうことで、これは他人に共感する能力が発達し始める時期と重なるということです。で、もらいあくびっていうのは同時に眠かったり疲れているっていうわけじゃなくて、相手に共感を示す動作ということが分かっていて、なので自分に近しい人のあくびほど移りやすいらしいです。
At Lund University in Sweden, they determined that yawning is contagious across species. The study involved 33 chimps from 13 months to 8 years old in Sierra Leone. Chimps older than 5 years old would reciprocate the human's yawn. Humans begin to reciprocate yawning from 4 years old, which coincides with the age at which humans begin to experience empathy.At least that's what scientists believe. People are more likely to pick up yawns of those closer to them.
そう、知ってた？これ。
That we yawn if we are closer to someone?
Yeah.
No.
ね。でも確かによく考えてみると、なんか道でその辺の人があくびしてるのを見て自分もあくびしちゃうってめったになくない？でも友達とかがあくびしてると、目の前であくびされるとうつっちゃう。
Mm. I don't know. I just yawn all the time.
Yeah, you're sleepy all the time.
I just yawn all the time.
で、今日この、記事のノート書いてるときに、うちの猫に向かってあくびしてみたんだけど、全然無視されたから。猫とか犬とかはね、うつらないらしいんだけど。
Ever? No matter how old they get?
うん。多分わかんない。
My dog does though.
嘘。
Yeah.
映る？あくび？
Yeah.
あ、本当に？
Yeah, I've tested it.
Oh. じゃあうちの猫まだ若すぎるからかな。He can't he's not empathetic.
I don't
Or
think
he just doesn't care about
cats
me.
It doesn't seem like cats would do that.
どうでもいいから。
Yeah.
そうだよね。優しい気持ちがないと、だからあくびしてる人を見て、ああ私も疲れてるよ、お疲れ様みたいな気持ちでもらいあくびしちゃうっていうことだよね。だから unconsciously に
yawning is super 気持ちいい、 like the yawn plus stretch.
Yeah.
You're cats
always...
do yawn though, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They yawn all the time.
But they just cut any yawn when、
うん、
when they want to yawn、
うん、and I don't catch it either. だから、
really?I catch it. If I see my dog like stretching out with its paws like chou mai.
Yeah, Superman style.
And yawning. I'm like, oh, 気持ちよさそう. And I do it too.
でもマイケルいつもじゃん. You're always stretching. You're always yawning.
It's because I'm close to everybody. Everyone makes me
yawn. Aww. Yeah, right. So, でもこのもらいあくびについてちょっと考えたことなかったからなんか面白かった。
It's interesting.
ね。次。
But chimps doesn't surprise me at all with chimps.
Oh, that they catch our yawns?
Yeah. They're...
そうね。でもちょっと可愛いくない？ちょっとびっくりしない？自分が yawn して、chimps も yawn したら、it's like, oh, wow. You know?
Chimps are really close to human.
Mm.
What is it, like 96% identical DNA?
I'm really scared of them.
It's ほとんど identical.
Yeah.
Almost 100% identical.
They're much, much stronger.
Yeah, they are a lot
I'm
stronger.
Really scared of any monkey. Like, any monkey. I'm so scared of them.
What, like, unreasonably so?
No. I mean, like, I
read about
it.
What about small chimps that are, like, 3 feet tall?
I read about it all the time. アメリカとかでさえあったじゃん。友達が飼ってた猿が、飛びついてきて顔がぐっちゃぐちゃになっちゃった人とかさ、 It happens all the time. 握力とかがすごすぎて。
The guy in Florida did that too.
Yeah, but that's much less common.
I don't know. I'm way more afraid of people.
猿の歯とかすごいんだよ、本当は。だから、
最近さ、people are the scariest by far. No?
Well, people can be scary with some tools, like guns or knives or whatever, but monkeys, it's like, if they're upset about something, they can just, you know, I don't know, eat your face. Like, totally.
Yeah, they can.
That's so scary. あのね、東京タワーの前で最近毎週猿回しやってるよ。
What's that?
あの、猿のさ、芸するやつ。They do some tricks.
What is that?
あるじゃん、なんかさ、多分これ聞いてる人はわかるよね。あの、猿がさ、猿と芸人さんがいて、なんか、ごめんなさいとか、なんか登ったりとか芸をするの。
猿なんで謝ってんの？
Well, it's oh, there's always like a story, like a tiny story, and then 猿が結構大きいの。
The monkey acts it out.
Yeah.
Isn't the little one like on the shoulder
no,
with
no,
the
no.
hat?
No, it's a huge one.
Oh.
It's a really big monkey. 日本猿だと思うけど。
And you're afraid of that monkey?
I'm not afraid of that one because he seems pretty chill and really, you know, trained.
Well, I'm sure they all seem chill till they rip your face off.
I guess, yeah.
Right?
So, でもそう、東京タワーの前で毎週やってるよ。You should go check it out. It's fun. You can see it for free. It's on the street. はい。
多分行かない。
で、
多分行かない。
楽しいよ。次、ニューヨークのヴィクトリアズシークレットっていうあの下着のお店があるんだけど、そこで下着を万引きした疑いで店員に呼び止められた少女のバッグの中から赤ちゃんの遺体が見つかるという事件がありました。17日に17歳のティオナ・ロドリゲスという少女と友人がヴィクトリアズシークレットで下着を何万円分も万引きしました。でセキュリティが呼び止めてカバンの中をチェックしたところ悪臭とともに赤ちゃんの遺体を発見。前日に産んで窒息死させた疑いで今捜査が進んでいます。
A 17-year-old girl by the name of Tiona Rodriguez and her friend were shoplifting hundreds of dollars worth of lingerie at Victoria's Secret in New York. The guard stopped her because she was stealing and discovered her dead baby in her bag.And preliminary evidence suggests that Tiona suffocated the baby to death after it was born.
Yeah.、Mm. どういうこと？なんかいろんなさ、ツッコミどころが満載なんだけど、なんかさ、赤ちゃん、まずよくこういうのあるじゃん。こう10代の女の子が子供を妊娠しちゃって、誰も気づかないみたいな、周りが。妊娠してることを。
What? They thought she was fat. 違う。
Or she wears like baggy clothes or something, and then no one notices until like she gives birth to it alone in the bathroom at home or something. It happens all the time.
Did no one notice in this particular?
これもみんな知らなかったんだって。
Really?
うん、そういうケースよくあって、いつも不思議な、なんかその一緒に住んでる親とかも全然気づかなかったとか。I mean, 親に言ってで怒られるのと一人で赤ちゃん産むんだったら一人で産む方が怖くない？
Well, I think clearly she's not in a good financial situation. I mean, she's got other problems as well, obviously,、
yeah.
if she's suffocating babies.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're that young and you think your parents are literally going to kill you if they find out that you got pregnant and、
yeah.
you have no money...And you have no one supporting you. And there's some tough... I mean, nothing justifies suffocating a baby.
Yeah. I mean, okay, getting pregnant and telling no one and gives birth on your own is one thing. I mean, it's really scary and it must be really hard if you're 17. But, like, putting the dead body into your bag and carry it around and go shopping with your friend is another thing.And steal stuff from Victoria's Secret with the baby in your bag. It's like,
yeah,
what makes you do this?
Yeah, it's kind of odd that she was carrying the baby.
ね、持ち歩く。持ち歩いて、しかも、Victoria's Secret ってさ、行ったことある人分かると思うけど、こう雰囲気的になんていうの、こう、キャピキャピしてるわけじゃん。こう、モデルの写真がガーって貼ってあって、全部ピンクとか赤とかで、ちょっとレイシーな、ちょっとエロい下着がいっぱいあるみたいな。
Yeah.
なんか、死んだ赤ちゃん、カバンに入って、で、Victoria's Secret 行こうぜってなる。
Victoria's Secret じゃなくてもそれ良くない。
まあまあそうなんだけど、なんか下着買ってる場合かみたいな。You know what I mean?
買ってないし、she was stealing。
そうですね。なんかいろんなことが不思議すぎて、しかもねこの赤ちゃんっていうのも胎児じゃなくて結構本当にもう full grown 赤ちゃん。
Mm.
So must be ちょっと heavy, like まあ2キロ3キロとか。それをさ、カバンに入れて持ち歩く with your friend. I don't know if the friend knew that、her friend was carrying around a dead baby, but
絶対she knew じゃない。
でも止めない、そしたら
だって they're both
just throw it away みたいな at least、どういう状態、
I don't know。
謎が多いよ。あとね、あのこれ
Dead baby困るよ。
困るし、あのあとね、日本の記事で Victoria's Secret があの高級下着店って書いてあったの全部。それもちょっと謎だったわ、面的には。高級ではないじゃん。
Yeah, I don't know why she was at Victoria's Secret. I mean, if you're stealing things for money,
yeah,
is that the way to do it?You know what I mean?
eBay とかで転売するためにってこと?
Yeah, because people don't really like to buy clothes that have been...
Or lingerie.
Yeah.
そうだね、確かに。
So maybe she was maybe. Just getting clothes for herself?
Yeah, maybe.
In which case, it's like, whoa.
It's weirder, right?
I don't know. I don't understand this whole situation.
ね。でもそのよくその10代の子が子供を産んでトイレに捨てちゃったりとか、っていうニュースを見るとそのために大体周りはみんなその子が妊娠しているのに全然気づいてなかったっていうんだよね。
They find 赤ちゃん in like 駅の locker、They have a few times, right?
Yeah, isn't that like old stories though? Like old news?
Yeah.
あの
Well, there's a lot of, まあ、
there's a lot
of cases
like this. ゴミ箱とかトイレとか、なんかトイレで一人で産んじゃってでそれでどうしていいか分かんないからその辺に捨てるみたいなのあるけど、さすがにカバンに入れて持ち歩くっていうのはねちょっと初めて聞いたけど、I know it must be super scary, but isn't it dangerous to try to give birth by yourself when you're like a teenager and you don't know? I mean, it could be dangerous to
you. I mean, is that what she did? Aren't there a lot of illegal, sketchy kind of abortion type clinics?Or
well, maybe. でもお金ないとさできないじゃん、アボーション。だから日本でもよく言えるじゃん、高校生とかでさ、あの妊娠しちゃったんだけど誰にも言えないし、あの保険証とかも使えないから、they don't want to go to the hospital. Record ついちゃうから。で言えないと思ってる間にもうアボーションできる期間が終わっちゃって、結局本当に full on pregnant みたいな。
How common are unintended pregnancies in Japan versus other countries? Do you have any idea?
I don't have any data, but I've heard that abortion is pretty common in Japan.
そう。
結構。あの、やっぱりそういう宗教があまり強くないじゃん。だから、you know, I guess it doesn't really stop you.From getting an abortion, like it's less of a big deal than you know going to hell とか So
that stuff is so controversial, and it's so 微妙 trying to figure out you know
what's right and wrong.
What's right and what's wrong. That's one of those issues where
そうね
it really is. They're really like both arguments are both.They're both really strong arguments.
そうなの。そう。
Like that, you're right. That is your body. And you're right too. That is like life.
Yeah.
So,
そうね。
You know?
あの、なんとも言えないよね。しかもその個人個人のケースによるじゃん。
Even then, even then, I mean, I just, everyone wants to take a side. I feel like there, it's almost like there isn't a right answer. Like there literally isn't.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm against abortion for myself. Like, I would not get it.
But you think other people should be allowed to get abortions. But not the way this girl did it. Well, that wasn't really
well,
an abortion.
Well, it wasn't abortion. So, I think that... だから、ティーンエイジャーの子で...
Well, it's almost like abortion, right? It's not... If you could...
It's worse.
If you,
it's not like abortion. It's, she killed the baby, so...
Well...
She gave birth to it, and she
so,
killed it.
So. So it exited her body and then died, and that's way worse than if it died in her body.
I guess so. Because it's
it,
not...
Isn't it 微妙?
でも... like,
isn't it
でも,
it,
if
difficult?
It's inside your body and if it's like tiny and if it cannot survive outside your body anyway, then まだマシじゃない?
No, but newborn babies can't survive on their own anyways. They, you could take a four-year-old baby and put it outside and it'll die. Like it's...
No, outside your body.
Yeah, like a new, if you take a newborn baby and you just leave it somewhere, it's dead.
Yeah, でも何時間か生きてたりするじゃん、たまに。それで人が見つけて育てたりとか。So that's worse, you know, if you
Who cares if it's worse? They're both bad.
So you think it's the same thing?
I don't think it's the same, but I don't think it's ever like innocent. I don't think that abortion is innocent, but I'm not against it.
Okay.
And her situation, basically, she couldn't afford an abortion, so she suffocated after she gave birth. And I
well,
could
we
see.
Well, we don't know. We don't know if she couldn't afford abortion, though.
Well, she's stealing lingerie, so let's just make that assumption for the sake of the argument. If you're stealing underwear, you're not paying for abortions. That's my
Well, if
thinking.
You're stealing underwear from Walmart とかだったらわかるけど You know what I mean? For 生活のためだったら
If you're stealing underwear, period, you're probably not in a situation. If you're stealing underwear, period, with a dead baby in your bag, you probably can't afford an abortion is what I'm saying.
Maybe.
So... I'm sure if she could afford an abortion, you know, she probably would have gone that route. No one wants to suffocate babies.
I guess.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I just feel like if her circumstances were different, maybe she wouldn't have ended up in that situation.
Maybe.
I don't know. Or she's a terrible human being. I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't understand why there are so many teenagers who get pregnant and, you know, can't tell anybody and nobody notices with her big belly sticking out for 10 freaking months. You know, it's kind of sad. It's like maybe it's because of like broken homes or, you know, poverty, whatever, but... I'm a girl, so if I put myself into their position, it's kind of like... I mean, I think getting pregnant and giving birth itself is scary, you know? Even if it's like you're 超恵まれてる環境 with a husband and everything. So if you're a teenager and if you have to do it by yourself in like a bathroom or something, then it's like 超怖いよ. Right? You bleed a lot. And
yeah.
So I can't... I just don't understand how it happens so often.
I'm just, I don't know. I'm just trying not to judge too much.
Yeah.
This girl.
まあ、でもカバンに入れて持ち歩くはちょっとどうかと思うけどね、さすがに。
Well, that's definitely
like... And going
like,
to Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, she, you know, that wasn't a good decision. だから、Neither was stealing.
なんかそういうのを見ると、自分が親になった時に、なんか何かあっても自分にすぐ言えるような親になりたいなと思うよね、
mm.
You know? なんか 怒られるからもう絶対言えないみたいな、こんな大事なこと。
Yeah, well there's a lot of terrible parents out there.
Yeah, so you know, I hope, I don't know, scary. 次ロシアで新種の HIV が発見されて感染が拡大しています。シベリアの国立ウイルス学センターベクトルの専門家が発表したもので、この HIV の亜種は02-AG/A と呼ばれて、ロシアであのすごく強い生命力を持っている可能性があると言われています。ノボシビルスクっていうロシアの都市では2007年に2000人だった HIV 感染者が2012年には1万5000人に跳ね上がっていて、この新しく感染した 50% の人たちはこの新種のものに感染していると見られています。HIV には HIV1 と HIV2 の2種類がもともとあるんだけど、今回新しく見つかったものは HIV1 に属するということで、ただ今まで見つかっているタイプよりも感染力が強いらしいです。
Apparently there is a new strain of HIV in Russia. It's stronger than typical cases of HIV and more virulent. It's called 02-AG/A, and in Novosibirsk, which is a city in Russia, there were 2,000 HIV patients in 2007, and in 2012 there were about 15,000. So they believe that it's far more contagious than other types of HIV, because typically it doesn't increase that way. There's two types of HIV, HIV1 and HIV2, and HIV1 is the more virulent one, and this HIV is basically a mutation of HIV1.
Yep. Mutation 怖いね。
HIV?
Yeah, anything.
Didn't it originally come from monkeys?
HIV?
Yeah.
Is it confirmed? Or it's
I believe
a
so.
Theory? Ah, so no?
Yeah.
So someone had sex with a monkey?
Or was attacked by a monkey and bled and...
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I don't know why you assumed that someone had sex with a monkey, but...
I don't know. Some people do that?
I don't know. But, yeah, mutation's a weird thing. It happens a lot with animals that we interact with. So the whole farming industry is responsible for a lot of that. So we have
SARS とか?
Well, like avian flu and swine flu.
Oh yeah.
Like that's chickens and that's pigs. We eat those. It's all the animals that we farm, because we take a bunch of animals, we cram them into small packed places, and then we feed them like corn and things that they're not supposed to eat, and we give them weird substances.
Own, yeah, なんか自分たちのさ、何したい? You know, like they feed animal, その死体をミンチにしてあげたりしてるじゃん。So chickens are eating their own meat, みたいな。
I don't think they do that with chickens, do they?
I've read it. Like, あと牛とかも, you know.That's why they get weird stuff, you know.
There's like mad weird cow disease.
Oh, yeah.
But
Kyogubio.
For all these animals that we eat, there tends to be some weird mutated disease that also threatens our entire species, like avian flu, like swine flu.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, その動物から
I don't know about mad cow specifically, but I think that's related as well.
Okay.まああんな、なんか狭いとこにね、鶏肉のとかね、すごいもんね。あのひよことか、あなんだっけ、オスだとさ捨てられちゃうやつあるじゃん。 Have you seen the video? It's so crazy. It's like なんか鶏ってその女の子の方がいいじゃん、卵を産むから。だからオスのひよこをなんかもうグラインダーに投げ捨てるみたいなビデオがあるの。
グラインダ
ー。いや。だからオスかメスかをこう見ていくじゃん、どんどん。でオスだったらポイってそっちに捨てるの。 それでグラインドされてんのもみたいな感じで。 It's so scary.
Well, they use weird processes to get the meat.
Okay.
With chickens. They have all the chickens like hanging upside down on some belt going through a factory. And there's some guy that stands there and just snaps chicken necks all day. He's snapping.
Are they alive?
He's snapping like two chicken necks.
What?
Like
That's
a second
job.
Or something. He just stands there snapping.
And why are they doing that? Can they automate it?
I think the chicken neck snapping technique is something that this guy is really.
<there's>,
well, this is in poor areas where they're not necessarily going to invest in a machine to snap chicken necks.
Okay.
You know, it's not like something like plucking feathers. That's something that a machine would be better at than humans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess.
But if you're just snapping their necks or I think they actually pull their heads off or something.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, God. I only saw a few seconds of this video and I was like, yeah, I don't need to watch this.
Fast Food Nation.
I don't think I've seen that.
ハンバーガーとかの業界でその精肉をする段階でイリーゴのイミグランツを使ってるから、
うん、
like those Mexican people, they have no idea how to process like dead cows and whatever, like their body. So, and they're not well trained だから、間違えてインテスタンスとかも切っちゃったりしてみたいな話だったんだけど、I know someone who became vegetarian.After watching that movie.
Really?
でもマミは見ても全然 You know, I still eat beef, but They show like how they kill the cows.
Well, there's a lot of videos that you could watch that would cause you to question vegetarianism as well.
What do you mean?
Well, the idea that being vegetarian, likeBeing vegetarian isn't going to save more animals because one cow will feed a lot of people, right? But when they're harvesting grains and stuff, those things are going through, you know, chopping little mice heads off and all those animals that live in those fields. Not bugs, but there's like small animals that live out there.
Lisu とか。
Yeah, they all get, you know, chopped up by those machines.
Ah, so なの?
Yeah, and there's, I mean, it's just like...
Ah, でもカエルとかもいるもんね。
Yeah, all kinds of little animals. I don't know
そういうこと?
I guess it depends what you care about, but...
Yeah.
It's not like less animals are dying. That's not true.
Ah, そういうことね。
Yeah.
Ah. だから直接食べてないだけで、別にその食べてるものの製造プロセスの中で他に死んでる動物がいるってことか。
Have you seen the t-shirt that says, what does it say? It's like, for every animal you don't eat, I'll eat three.
何それ?
So it's like...
超 douchebag.
Yeah,
それは嫌だ.
That's funny.
Yeah, okay.
Researchers at Fudan University... I said that really Japanese. At Fudan University in Shanghai, because it's not in Japan, it's in Shanghai.Have demonstrated a technology that transmits data as light instead of radio waves. This would circumvent the Wi-Fi congestion issue and potentially be 10 times faster than traditional Wi-Fi. Additionally, the physics of Wi-Fi leave it with an inherently limited capacity to transmit data. Li-Fi, which is this light Wi-Fi, is an electromagnetic wave just like Wi-Fi. However, the frequency of the signal is 10 or 100,000 times greater.So the visible light comes in at like 430 terahertz, where Wi-Fi operates at 2.4 gigahertz, at least typically it does. And so by flickering an LED millions of times per second, you can transmit large amounts of data. Unfortunately, Li-Fi is unlikely to work well in the dark or outside because...You actually have to have a light on to do it. They think it could also be useful in hospitals where radio signals have to be kept to a minimum.
上海の復旦大学の研究者が電波の代わりに光で情報を伝達する技術を発表しました。 Li-Fi と呼ばれるこの技術は今使われている Wi-Fi の10倍の速度で通信可能です。電波には制限があるので一定の範囲でしか使えないんだけど、 Li-Fi だとそれが10万倍なので、その帯域の制限をされることがないということで、 LED 電球を1秒間に何百万回も点滅させることでデータの受送信を可能にするということです。ただし暗闇とか外ではあんまりワークしないので、病院とかだと使ったらいいかもねっていう感じ。
Yeah.
これすごいよね。
Yeah, there's definitely going to be, there's definitely some weaknesses to this technology. Or not weaknesses, but shortcomings.
これだってさ、電気を消しちゃったらダメってことでしょ?
Yeah.
だから病院でも昼はいいけど、夜寝るときは、だから暗闇の中で Facebook やったりとかはできないってことだよね。
I don't know. Well, I didn't design this.
Right.
And it's limited. The amount of information about this
thing. Does it have to be like a 普通の色の LED? Can it be like darker?
I don't know.
Color?
I think it could be any color. I mean, I'm just speculating. I think it could also be infrared. So that it's invisible. They don't say anything about this in the article or anywhere. Just personally, I think, you know, why couldn't this be infrared? You know, it'd be like your TV remote, but imagine instead of the button opening a menu, it would transmit data.
Right.
I mean, that is some amount of data, right? There's all those different things that you can tell the TV to do, right?
これ外の街灯とかにもできるのかな?
I don't think you can do it.
なんで?
Outside.
Why?
Because of the sun.
Oh, but what about at night when they turn on the 街灯? Like street lights.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, they'd have to get the people that own the streetlights to cooperate. They'd have to get, the city would have to cooperate with that.
Right.
All you need to be able to do is control a light. So I could do it with this light right here that's next to us. You just have to be able to... The LED also has to be able to do that. I don't know. I don't know what kind of... If there's any stress on an LED from turning it on and off really fast. I don't believe there is, but...
1秒間に何百万回って...
Yeah.Millions of times per second. So it's much faster than you can see.
それでも電球切れないってこと? LED だったら。
Why? What do you mean?
Like, 普通の電球でさ、そんなカチカチカチカチやったらすぐ切れちゃうじゃん。But with LED, it's okay?
Yeah, I think it's okay with LED.
へー。そっか。
Yeah. Well, it doesn't get... The problem with regular light bulbs is that all that light is coming from resistance through a filament. And so it gets really hot. And so it gets really hot, then it gets cold again. And it gets hot, and then it gets cold again. And when you do that to metal, it weakens. So eventually that little filament can't take it anymore, and it gives up.
そういうことね。
Right? The LEDs work a lot differently than that.
1秒間に何百万回だったら...
You can't see it.
We can't see it, but would animals see it?
No. Like it's way too fast.
Okay.
But, like, you can see the flickering of...fluorescent light bulbs, right? And I think that's like
much slower.
I don't know why I'd even try to guess, but I think it's in like thousands of times per second.
Okay.
It's probably like,
じゃあ別にみんな大丈夫か?
Like 7,000 times per second. I don't, I'm totally guessing out of my ass. I have no idea.
Quiz.
I'll look it up later.
Okay.
But yeah, so we can barely see that, right? It'd just be like that, except.Thousands of times faster than that.
Ah, まあ普通についてるようにしか見えないって感じだよね。だから。
Yeah.
That's cool.
But someone could stand in the way, and then all of a sudden you don't have a connection.
Ah, そういうこと?
If the light's not bright enough.
Oh.
It also depends on like the receiving end, like the sensor for that. So how sensitive is the sensor? But if you were flickering a very specific frequency of light. And the sensor was tuned to that very specific frequency that you're flickering, then it wouldn't matter if you had other lights around.
結構繊細だね。
I think. I don't know、
mm. Okay なんか実用化された時にそれをちょっと見たいね
I think they're trying to use this underwater too actually
Okay That's cool、
mm.
Oh well なんかそう実用化されたのがねあったそれを見た方がなんかちょっとイメージが湧きやすい
I feel like they've had this already though Have you ever heard about transmitting data with lasers?
No.
No? I feel like I've read something about that before a few years ago. Okay. And that would essentially be the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't follow any 通信系の
Anyways. A new study on mice by the University of Rochester. Rooster?
Rochester.
Is it Rochester? Mm-hmm. I feel like people say it differently. And led by Maiken Nedergaard, found that the cleanup system within the brain that flushes out toxic waste products produced by our cells goes into overdrive in mice while they're asleep. So this self-clean sort of defrag process includes removing byproducts like beta amyloid proteins in the brain.Which are associated with Alzheimer's disease. So this helps explain why getting too little sleep has such a strong and immediate effect on you, like mental fog, crankiness, and an increased risk of migraines and seizures. And last year, Nedergaard and her team discovered a system within the brain known as the glymphatic system, which circulates cerebrospinal fluid throughout the brain and carries it to the liver for detoxification.So when we are asleep, our brain cells actually shrink, and the space between our brain cells increases by 60%, which improves the flow of this detoxifying cerebrospinal fluid. So basically, the study just really points out how important it is to get adequate sleep.
ロチェスター大学のドクターマイケン・ネーデルガードらがネズミで行った実験で起きている間に脳内で作られた毒素が寝ている間に流されて脳内から排除されていることが分かりました、その髄液っていうのが脳みそにあってそれが脳みそに栄養を届けたり毒素を除去したりしているんだけどそこにその細胞がそのグリア細胞というものが血管の外にパイプを形成してその栄養を届けたり毒素を除去したりしてるってことなんだけど寝てるときは脳の細胞が縮んで細胞同士の間のスペースが 60% 増しになるのでその髄液とかが移動しやすいその流れやすいようになるっていうことですでこのプロセスっていうのは大量のエネルギーを要するため寝てる間に行われるんだけど寝不足だとこう頭がぼーっとしたり頭が痛くなったりするのは除去しきれなかった毒素を排除することにエネルギーが使われてしまって思考の方に構ってる余裕がないからでこの毒素はアルツハイマーなど神経系の病気の原因となるそうですだからよく寝ようっていうことだよね、
yeah.
ちゃんと寝ましょう
This is one of the biggest problems I think exists in
Modern
society?
まあ寝不足の人本当に多いもんね
Nobody's getting enough sleep
そうね
But the connection between the quality of your sleep and how long you're sleeping and the quality of your life is so enormous I feel like
なのに結構なんだろう underestimate されてるよね会社とかもさ、うん、風邪ひいたら休んでいいですよって言うけど寝不足が2週間続いてますって言ったところであ休んでいいですよってならないじゃん、
うん、
でも結局そういうアルツハイマーとか神経系の病気になる原因となるわけだから結構重要なことなのに
Well, not only that, but if people got off on time and were getting enough rest then they wouldn't have to take off sick days in the first place
まあね
Right?
Unless you catch fluIn the club or something.
Well, if you're at the club, you're not getting proper sleep.
I guess.
Unless you're sleeping
Either
at the
way.
club.
Either way. でも電車とかでね、やっぱり疲れて寝てるサラリーマンとか見ると、あ、寝不足なんだなって思うけど。
But, you know, when you get sick, a lot of the times it's because your immune system is compromised.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that can be attributed to not enough sleep.
そうね。
You know, so it's like, oh, I got sick, shouganai. Well, not really. Because if you're healthy and your diet is on point and you're getting enough sleep, then, you know, even if you have millions of bacteria just flying in your mouth, you'll probably be okay.
なんかやっぱりあのスマートフォンとか iPad とかあるとどうしてもこうベッド入ってからもやっちゃうじゃんみんなゲームとか Facebook チェックしたりとかしてる間に、うん、知らない間になんか2時3時になってるみたいな So あ危ういよねその毒素を出さないと
Yeah, this study is saying there's a toxin accumulating in your brain throughout the day
ね、毒素って結構怖いな。
And if you don't get enough sleep, you're poisoning yourself.
ね。
Basically.
そうそう、毒が溜まっちゃうからね。だから寝てリセットできるんだったら、ね、寝るだけだからね。You know? It's not that hard.
I think about sleep all the time. It's such a problem in my life.
Yeah, you're always like 寝不足。
Well, I just...
だってマイケルがめっちゃよく寝たすっきりしたわみたいなとこ見たことないもん
I just don't sleep well I don't know what it is I don't know、mm. There's like so many different things It's like people tell me Oh you should sleep on your side Oh you need a different pillow Oh your mattress is too firm Oh you have to turn off all your lights Oh you should listen to music Oh you should have it completely quiet Like no one has the answerAnd
none of it works for you?
And then people say, oh, well, you just have to figure out what works for you personally. Well, nothing's worked. It's been like 25 years.
Have you tried? あの、あれ結構いけるよ。ドライヤーの音。あの、YouTube で。
This is another bad idea.
yeah, YouTube でドライヤーの音だけをずっと録音してるビデオがいっぱいあるの。なんか、わーんっていうのがずっと流れてると、寝れる人がいっぱいいて、だからまあ YouTube でもそんなビデオがあるんだけど。
Why is that?
It's like white noise とか結構寝れる人いるじゃん。そのシーンとしてると逆に寝れないから、一定の音がずっと鳴ってると、なんか it's really calming。
だから結構。It's like all the white noise apps. They have white noise.
あ、そうそうそう。私よく聞いてたそのドライヤーの音を YouTube で何時間分とかあるのね。
I've tried so many different iPhone apps to sleep.I've tried like all of them with different noises, but usually I turn it on and it's like it's supposed to help you sleep, but then I just feel like urusai.
Maybe you're not relaxed enough when you go to bed. Like maybe there's too much on your mind, or maybe your muscles are too tense. Or
well, I don't. It's not just me. A lot of people have this problem. And they call it insomnia. And
yeah, you know, I have insomnia, but I mean I take the easy solution. I take my meds. So.
I have insomnia to the point where I've been awake for like 5 days in a row and can't sleep. Like I'm lying down, everything's dark, can't sleep. It's yeah. really weird.
I don't know why you don't go to the doctor.
They're just going to give me some crazy meds. Not trying to mess with that. Jellyfish in space.NASA has been sending jellyfish into space since 1991. They originally sent 2,478 polyps. And by the end of the mission, they had over 60,000 jellyfish in space. So, 増えた. And what's interesting about this experiment is that the space-raised jellyfish were unable to properly orient themselves to gravity upon returning to Earth.So, this is despite the physiological development of these jellyfish appearing normal. So, like humans, jellyfish use this calcium sulfate combined with special sensitive hairs to detect gravity and acceleration. Like, we have the same thing. So, we have these calcium crystals in our inner ears that allow us to interpret gravity using these little hairs. It's a weird thing.But because their system for understanding gravity is very similar to ours, the implication, of course, is that space-born or space-raised humans may not be able to live on Earth either.
1991年から NASA が宇宙でクラゲを育ててるんだけど、 当初2478匹送ったんだけど、プロジェクト終了時には6万匹にもなりました。で、地球に返された宇宙クラゲは重力に対応できない。 So they all die?
They don't die.
They just get weird.
It's like they have vertigo.
ああ、だからなんかもう常にちゃんと重力に対応して泳ぐことができないから、ずっとなんかフラフラしちゃうって感じなんだよね、きっと。Yeah. で、そのクラゲっていうのは硫酸カルシウムと特別な毛で重力を感じ取ったり動いたりしてるんだけど、まあ、それに異常が起きちゃってるっていうことが分かっていて、人間も同じように耳の中のカルシウム結晶で重力に対応してるので、その宇宙で生まれ育った人間が今後いるとしたら、その人は地球に帰ってきて重力に対応できないかもしれない。すごいね。
That would cause a lot of problems for the future of space travel.
だからあの火星のさ、リアリティショーのニュースやったじゃん。あれうちらのポッドキャストでやったんだっけ？ Was it on 爆笑問題のやつだっけ？
爆笑問題じゃない。
あ、そっか。それ聞いてくれた人覚えてるかもしれないけど、そのマーズにね、あの火星にね、あのコロニーを作って、あの人をどんどん送っていって、片道切符でもう帰ってこれないっていうプロジェクトをやってるオランダ の団体が、ね、いて、これからオーディションで人を選ぶって言ってるんだけど、その人たちもだから将来的には火星で子供を産んでなんちゃらかんちゃらみたいな予定なんだけど、そうするとだから、まあ、今はねどうせ帰ってくる技術ないから帰れないんだけど、帰る技術ができたとしても、その子供たちは地球に住んだら常に酔ってるみたいな感じになっちゃうね。
Well, Mars has gravity.
But is it the same level?
It's not the same, but it's close. It's close enough that I don't feel like that would happen.Like the mechanism, for interpreting gravity would develop. Do you know what I mean? Because these jellyfish were in space, like zero gravity.
だから国際宇宙ステーションとかで子供を産んだらダメってことか。Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's going to happen soon. I'm sure that'll happen within like the next 5 years. Like the first kid
really?
will be born in space. Yeah.
But whose kid though? Who wants their own kids to...
Someone will volunteer to do it, and some kid is going to be born in space.
Oh, that's
crazy. I'm sure. I bet Elon Musk will do it.
I don't know. Would he have to do it to his own kid? He can hire anybody to do it for him.
Musk said something interesting, actually, that completely contradicts that Mars One project. Because Mars One says they can't come back. But Elon Musk has the same sort of ambitions, right? And he says that anyone can come back whenever they want to, because they send stuff there, and then the spaceship has to come back, right?
Yeah.
And it's empty.
Yeah.
So, 乗ればいいじゃん。
Yeah. Mars One は、その物資を送る分だけ、it's not like the entire... I don't think the spaceship comes back to Earth.
The Mars One?Really?
だから乗ればいいとかいう問題じゃなくて、they just can't come back. And they can't, even if they send the Buhin to the Mars, they can't assemble it on Mars. That's why they can't come back.
Did you see the new grasshopper video that I put on Twitter?
No.
見てないの?
見てない。
やばいよ。That Elon Musk's rocket can fly like into space.They only showed it flying to a height of 744 meters.
Okay.
But it goes straight up and comes straight down and just lands.
そうやって
ラン
できるやつ。Yeah.
So all it needs is fuel.
はい。
Well, we have the ingredients for fuel on Mars. So it can just come back. Like, there's no problem.
If they use his stuff, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't... Yeah.
I guess that would be cool.でもなんか帰ってこれない方がちょっとロマンがあるけどね、
yeah.
なんかいつでも帰れますっていう
It doesn't make sense, though.
いつまでいつでも帰れるっていうとさ、だってみんなが帰ってきたくなっちゃったらどうすんの、
やる気ない人が行っちゃうみたいな
そうだよなんか覚悟が足りないじゃん、
yeah.
あ、やっぱ2ヶ月でやめますみたいな
you know? やっぱり帰りたい。
そう。
超迷惑。
やっぱ帰りたいになっちゃうから、やっぱ帰れない方がいいんじゃない。だってそのマーズ1だとさ、こうどんどん増やしていって、もう永住してもらって村みたいなのを作るっていう計画だからさ、みんなが帰ってきちゃうとクリスマスに何家族に会いたいとかさ、大変なことになっちゃうじゃん。 And it costs a lot of money, right? For them to come back here.
But there's a lot of like 一人ぼっち人 that are like, fuck it, I'm going to Mars.And they wouldn't want to come back, right?
え、わかんないよ、なんか。
Just get people like that.
Maybe they get sick of like space food or Mars food, and then they miss Earth or.
What? You're gonna fly them back because they want to eat ice cream?
Yeah, it's possible.
それはない。
Food is so important.
I don't even believe claims like that unless it's Elon Musk at this point. I feel like there's not that many people with credibility.Anymore.
もうマイケル、イーロン・マスクのところで働けばいいのに。
Why?
Or Why you can start like a religion.
Why would I do it? Where are you?
Elon Muskism.
You're all over the place.
Elon Muskism.
しない。しない。
Yeah, but he's great. 今日はこれだけ。
以上。
明日は何の日でしょうか?
Birthday?
Yes, it's my birthday! Yay! 言いたかっただけ。そうです。明日誕生日。だからって何するわけでもないんですけど。でも昨日ね、my friend did a surprise birthday party for me, and you were there.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. I was so surprised.
I was allergic to your cat.
そうだよね。
やっぱり。
でも可愛かったでしょ、クマちゃん。
バルタンね。
バルタンじゃない。
可愛かったよ。
イエーイ。All right. So, また、今日木曜日 ?No, 今日月曜日。
うん。
あ、じゃあまた、later this week。
Thursday。
Thursday。じゃあ今週も、なんか寒い、本当に寒いよね。
Yeah。
寒いし、台風しかも来てんだよね、また、2個。
I'm so hiesho, I don't even know if it's samui or not anymore. I'm just samui all the time.
It's gonna be raining all week or something.
台風?
Yeah.
また?
2個だよ、しかも。2個来てんだって。ちょっとみんな気をつけてね。本当に台風ひどい時は、無理して外に出ないようにとかね。して、あったかくして過ごしましょう。っていうわけで、終わり。
Yep, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.